Welcome to the Sunday Class Dance 159 with Amanda Pitt. First broadcast on the Nation Station, Radio GH, on Sunday the 10th of March 2024.
In a little dance hall, only 7 years tall, I'd wait to watch my daddy play. On holidays from school, thinking I was so cool to be up, staying out late. With my fizzy drink, I'd sit and I'd sing every song, every word. Till Mammy would ask me out for a dance. Oh, how her love was my word. Lord, once more, give us an encore to feel the way I felt back then. 'Cause I'd give everything for my daddy to sing, so I could waltz with my mother. To say, so I could waltz with my mother again.
That was Derek Ryan singing My Mother's Waltz in honour of Mother's Day in the UK. And today we are also going to be celebrating David Bolton's birthday as we continue with a number of early recordings from Robert Whitehead, David's favourite band. We'll begin with Maxwell's Rant, a good steady reel with no setting. Ones cross down into reflection reels on opposite sides and then cross back for reels on own sides. Then ones cross, cast and dance half figure of eight up, dance down through the threes, cast up to second place, and all three couples turn right hand. This dance, originally from 1752, was published by the RSCDS in Book 18 in 1955. There were at least 7 versions recorded on LP, and Robert Whitehead's version is from 1983. traditional tunes there, Maxwell's Rant, Alistair of the Dun, The Black Boy, and a traditional air. Two of the Strathspeys we will have today, Robert played in Harrogate last weekend. Our first is the Robertson Rant, 80 bars for a square set. The dance was written by Mrs. Douglas Winchester, herself a Robertson, in 1949, and finally adopted by the RSCDS in Book 39 in 1996. Again, 5 versions on LP before at least 11 on CD. And this is from the same LP as the last dance, Come Scottish Dancing with Robert Whitehead, Volume 2. The original tune for the Robertson Rant is Struan Robertson's Rant, and Robert paired that with The Four Stringer by Angus Fitchett. Our next dance, a four-couple jig, is by Roy Clowes, and danced to the tune The Glendarroll Highlanders by Alexander Fettis, the pipe major of the Aberdeen Volunteers, the Aberdeen Highlanders from 1865 to 1879, and then, after emigrating to South Africa, pipe major of the Port of Elizabeth Pipe Band. Campbelltown Lock begins with 2 chords, and 1s and 2s, also 3s and 4s, move into Glasgow Highlanders' position, i.e. 1s and 3s on the men's side, 2s and 4s on the ladies' side, man with his partner on his right. In the first 16 bars, men have to keep the lady on their right-hand side. Definitely helps in this dance to know your right from your left. This recording is from Come Scottish Country Dancing Volume 1 from 1979. Thank you. After the Glendaril Highlanders, Robert and the Danelaw Band played Mrs. Ross and Donagh Head, both traditional. So now we are going back really early to a Playford dance from 1731. Red House is a two-couple 40-bar reel in which ones only dance the first 24 bars. Then ones dance a reel of three with second man, followed by a reel of three with second lady. If you have the stamina in a four-couple set, ones would dance 120 bars without stopping. The dance has the alternative title of Where Would Bonnie Annie Lie, which is a line in a song from 1724 to an earlier tune called The Red House from 1657. Once again, this is from Come Scottish Country Dancing, Volume 2.
Thank you.
Along with the traditional Red House, we heard Mrs. Mary Printy, the tune Ian MacPhail wrote for his grandmother, Dumfries Lasses, also traditional, and Norman Whitelaw by Angus Fitchett. Now, I was struggling slightly finding an appropriate 8x Strass Bay for today until I came across this one by Anne Campbell in 2010, called A Dance for David, written for David Booz, one of the Toronto teachers, but simple enough to crib here, so I thought we could try it. Ones lead down for three, back up, and cast off as twos step up. Twos, ones, and threes dance the knot. Three couples chase halfway anti-clockwise, and then set and link into lines across. All set, ones turn left hand while twos and threes change left hand up and down, then set and link to finish 2-1-3. The music which the deviser requested is for the Birks of Invermay, played by the Bobby Frew Four. Thank you. Through Four played The Birks of Invermay by Charles MacLean, Jessie the Flower of Dunblane, The Miller of Durville by Tom Barnett, and Rose Among the Heather. An early dance published by the RSCDS in Book 5 is the two-couple jig Linton Ploughman, which is nothing more than an exercise for a poussette, really. Ones and twos circle round and back, then right-hand across, left-hand across, ones down the middle and back, and then dance a poussette with the twos. Loads of really old recordings for this, but Robert Whitehead's is actually one of the most recent ones, from 2005, and begins with the mucking of Geordie's byre. talking to Geordie's buyer, Julia McMahon, The Humours of Castle Glendart, and Willie Tate, which is by George Anderson, for Linton Plowman. And our next Strass Bay was included in the programme at Harrogate and contains one of Gary Cole's favourite formations in Strass Bay time, parallel reels of four. The Gary Strass Bay, with two R's unlike Gary's name, was written by James Cosh to be danced to the jig time polka by Jimmy Blair and dedicated to Jimmy's son, Gary. This recording by Robert and the Danelaw is on Strictly Scottish Volume 2. Very recognisably, the jig time polka played for the Gary Strass Bay. And that neatly ties us to our next dance, Weave Nay Electric, which is by Gary Cole. And we had it last week, but this time we will dance it to Bill Ewan's recording, for two reasons. On the 10th of March, 1876, Alexander Graham Bell made the first successful test of his telephone. And on the same date, 15 years later, Almon Strauger patented the Strauger switch, a device which led to the automation of telephone circuit switching. Significantly, Bill Ewan's recording includes The Telephone Box by Freeland Barber, which is one of David Bolton's favourite tunes. Happy birthday, David, from all of us at Radio GH, and especially from your mum. Ewan began and ended We've Nae Electric with Crackens by Graham Mitchell, and in between he played Haulin' the Ropes by John Renton, The Telephone Box by Freeland Barber, and Randall's Reel, which is another by Graham Mitchell. So now we can have a couple of bell-related dances. The Bell Ringer is an 8x32 bar jig by Alan Davis, published in the Blackwater Collection, for which the Kragelicki Band recorded the CD. The first eight bars are like a reverse reel of the Royal Scots, as ones half turn the twos going outside, while the threes set turning about to face out for the balance in line. Then, after mirror reels of three on the sides, ones dance up, crossing out of the top, and turn left to face first corners. Six bars of Hello Goodbye setting, then dance right shoulder round each other to second place, facing out to begin again. Thank you. Tregellicky Band played Alex Little MC by Max Houliston, Rock Valley by John Burt, De Sooth End by Willie Hunter, and Just a Jig by Robert Black. Ding Dong Bell is a teaching dance by Chris Ronald, a three-couple strathspey with the tourbillon in, published in his new book Formation Foundations, for which Jim Lindsay has recorded a CD, and there is another to come imminently. Jim Lindsay and his band played Jim Brune of Kintillo by Angus Fitchett, The Earl of Rothes by Mary Shaw Braid Brandon, and Brian Harry by Muriel Johnston. We are going to finish with The Sailor, and specifically the recording by the Scottish Weekend Ensemble 1999, as tune 2 is The Telegraph Post. hornpipes for the sailor, the Davy, the telegraph post, and the Saratoga. For Mothers Everywhere, our play-out track is the Gaelic waltz, My Mother, played by the band Coiler. Thanks to Ewan, Andy, and you all for tuning in. Next Sunday is St. Patrick's Day, so I expect we'll have a few dances with Irish connections. Bye!